Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Of course, he got into the end zone. It's Tuesday. Good morning. Welcome into Bet Sweats. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovic. We're here weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on the BetMGM Network, betmgmnetwork.com. That takes you to the Odyssey app. You can listen to the show on demand as well if you get busy at the gig or just life. The BetMGM Network on YouTube and Twitch, bet_sweats is where you can find us over on X. 20 minutes from now, we will break down our Heisman watch. We do that every Tuesday morning. NFL futures, college football futures. We'll do that throughout the day. We like to do that on Tuesdays as well. Guest-wise, Michael Felder to talk some college football. Will Brinson to talk some NFL. We'll go over awards as well. And I'm looking forward to going a little bit more in depth about the life of our friend Dave Sharapan at some point today. I don't think that was what a lot of people were expecting. With the Ravens losing at home, 4.5-point favorites? That number was 6 earlier on in the week. The Bateman thing is just hilarious. Like, it's at a point, Sam, where I'm just like, it can't keep happening. It can't keep happening. But the number one play in the room, day in, day out, is a big fat loser. I was kind of joking when I said ladder Bateman. We had listeners and viewers that laddered Bateman. They're like, I got 3+, I got 4+, I got 5+ at really good prices.
It's on my timeline. It's in my direct messages. It's in my text. Our friend Mike Shope sent me a note. He's like, I went Bateman over on yards. It's taking over the world, the room, which is funny. I don't know that I ever envisioned it being this much fun and this sticky, I guess, because people are attracted to it. Mm-hmm. The number one bet in the room is my favorite thing when we find it out. And Paul read the prop and said, oh, it's Bateman under on catches. And you were first to say, touchdown. So he scores the touchdown. I don't know if you did first touchdown like you were hinting at, but the anytime touchdown hit, he had 4 or 5 catches. No, he did have 5 because the ladder hit, right. Yeah. He had 4 in the third quarter and then got the 5th, I think, in the 4th, over on yards, over on receptions, catches the touchdown, and anybody holding an under 2.5 Bateman catch ticket probably knew they were cooked bright and early in that game.
Dead. Did Evans do that? Was he on under Bateman?
I want
to say I saw that somewhere. It's just like, nah, dude, just watch the room. That's it. That's all we got to do. Like, going through a rough patch, just go to the room. Go the other way. It's going to be fine. Yeah, that's our lead. The lead is the room. The room goes 1-4. Under 2.5.
I'm telling you, there's no need for a 3-hour show. We should just roll the room out. Wake up whenever we want. I know. Yeah, actually, quiet.
I know.
Quiet.
Yeah. Well, we got to talk for 3 hours, but like, really, this is it. Lightning Bets is the highest rated segment every day. Where's the room should be? Where's the roaming? Has got to overtake it sometime soon, you would think. Okay, so Bateman under hits. That's the most popular one. But this one is my favorite. This one is my favorite because D-Hop, two catches, two targets. Two catches, two targets. Gets two targets last night. They bet over 1.5 receptions because it's D-Hop. Of course he can get two catches. He got one.
Mm-hmm.
He got one. So there's another loser. Goff pass attempts over 34.5. We said, well, just bet the Ravens if you want to bet on the over. It all correlates. Lions win, he's going under. Lions won, he went way under that number. And then, another favorite, Flowers over 0.5 rushing yard, did not get an attempt. So those are your four losses in the room, and the winner was Gibbs over on receiving yards.
So the room went 1-4. More importantly, lost 3.7 units. And the room's NFL props this year in primetime games, 8-17, minus 12.5 units.
And college football's way worse.
Somehow.
It's outstanding, man. Outstanding. Did we learn anything about Detroit last night? We don't want to overreact to any small sample size. This is a team we're very curious about how they would come out. One bad loss, but maybe to a very, very good team. That's what it looks like early on. And then a couple of impressive wins. We are now talking about 90 points in the last 8 quarters of football out of this Detroit squad. Did we learn anything about Detroit going to Baltimore and winning 38-30?
They are streamlining their guys, which was talked about in the offseason. We had a Lions guest or two on. Will Brinson was on talking about the Lions, and we heard the common sentiment. There were a lot of people last year that thought Ben Johnson was a little too cute with Detroit. And I don't know that that's entirely fair because they had an outstanding regular season. And then in the playoff game, they fell behind and didn't know what to do because they didn't really trail in the regular season. They were just dominant. They fell behind against Washington, and then they emptied the clip and tried all the trick plays, and they didn't work for the first time basically all season. You didn't really see, like, crazy trick plays. I did like the double option that they did where they pitched it to the back, and then the back pitched it to St. Brown. That was pretty cool. They pitched it to St. Brown, and then he pitched it to Gibbs. I lose track. All the touchdowns last night, 68
yes.
points.
That's
cool. Who can keep track of all the touchdowns? Another over for the Ravens. That's 3-0 to the over now, by the way. But they hand the ball to Gibbs 22 times. Mm-hmm. He catches 5 balls out of the backfield. It's 27 touches for your best player. That's what you do when you have Jahmyr Gibbs. And then, oh, by the way, we're going to have David Montgomery carry it 12 times for 151 yards with that 72-yard rip late in the game. They ran for 224 yards. I think we knew the Lions had a really good offense. What I learned last night is that the Ravens' defense is a problem. And we've seen this in now 3 games. They fell apart in the fourth quarter against Buffalo, had a 15-point lead in the fourth quarter, lost it. You were in control last night for a lot of that game. Give up 38 points at home in your building where it used to be very difficult to go in there and score. And even Cleveland, put up, relatively speaking, a decent point output in their game against Baltimore. They're going to have to win track meets until they shore this up. And their quarterback has proven that he can't win track meets. So what do you do? What's the answer? I saw the prop queen was into the wine last night. She doesn't have any answers. I don't know that anybody that roots for the Ravens can feel good about this. But yet, Joe, you look at the odds board at BetMGM, Bills have the best odds. Ravens have the second best odds. Are you betting the Ravens at plus 550 to win the Super Bowl watching that last night?
Of course not. Of course not. We have the sample size of years now of them putting together a great regular season record. Then come playoff time, you end up being disappointed if you're a Ravens backer. We'll check in with the Glass Man as well. We'll see where he's standing. Another big Ravens fan that we know. There's just no way around it. The Lions whooped the Ravens' ass. I know the final score goes down as a one-score game, and it's going to fall into that bucket of one-score games for both teams this year. They ran for 224 rushing yards. And to your point about the backs, they kind of flipped roles. Montgomery was the more explosive back last night, which is just wild to think with Montgomery and Gibbs. Don't forget about the seven sacks. Hutchinson all over the place. Another forced fumble on Derrick Henry in a big spot. Game tight. Ravens have the ball. And then boom, it kind of flipped right there. I know the fourth and two to St. Brown, that pass from Goff, terrific. Like, they were giddy in the booth. Wasn't Troy Aikman like giddy with that Goff pass? Like, he couldn't believe that he pulled that off to perfection, and he ends up doing it. 98-yard touchdown drive, 96-yard touchdown drive. I mean, we could go on and on. Facets of this game, how Detroit just straight up whipped their ass. And that's what that was. The injuries were a problem, probably something we should have spent more time on yesterday. Detroit dominating in the trenches. And let's not forget Kyle Van Noy, too. One of their best linebackers as well. A big strength of that team. But a lot of it is a problem, man. So now you've got the Ravens. Here are the Chiefs. You got to go to Arrowhead. That was 3 after last night. They decided to make that 2.5 across the board. The Ravens are your road favorite, -2.5. I know that the Chiefs ran away with it at the end on Sunday Night Football, but I wasn't all that impressed with Kansas City in that game. And now we've got Detroit going back home. They're going to host Cleveland. They are a 9.5-point favorite this morning over at BetMGM. Let me ask you this, and I know weather is not an issue at this point yet. It's very nice throughout much of the country. It was not a problem last night. Do we overblow the whole golf outdoors thing?
Maybe. Maybe we do. I'd like to see it happen before we say that it's dead.
Bad weather.
Yeah, exactly. I'd like to see him go into a game in snowy Philly or windy, snowy Green Bay. I'd like to see it. I think that would be nice. But I don't find myself – I'm going to answer this in a different way. Do not find myself – maybe hating is the wrong word. I don't find myself like – thinking Detroit can't make a run this year. In fact, after week 1, when they lost to the Packers, They went out to 4-1, and we thought, man, that's a big adjustment after one game. They were 4-1 to win the NFC North. Now you look at the price there, 2-1, BetMGM. How about them being like 10-1 to win the NFC? Right back to where they started for the most part. BetMGM right now to win the NFC has Detroit 475. I'd bet that before I'd bet Philly or Green Bay. This team has really stuck to its guns, and they look for real. They do. I think they're going to gamble less, too. I think somehow, like, I'm warming to Dan Campbell, which I never saw coming. Last year, I thought it was all smoke and mirrors. This year, I feel much differently. Like, I'm not rooting against the Lions. I think that they could actually make a run. I do.
Do you think the gamble was more Ben Johnson?
I don't know. Last year you just felt it wasn't real. And this year I don't feel that way. I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it.
Detroit outgains Baltimore by 108 yards. They run for 224 yards on them. They go 4 of 5 in the red zone, and they don't turn the ball over. They played nearly a perfect game. I know they gave up 30 points. They played nearly a perfect game. That's how it felt. That was my takeaway. You mentioned the Lions 2-1. We have 3 teams that are 2-1 record-wise in the NFC North. Green Bay, your favorite. They're still odds on, -125 over at BetMGM. Tell you, man, just that Minnesota +550 really stands out. And it's going to be tough to beat both of these teams. But if you are looking for a value play, legit value play, I think that's where you have to go. And that's probably because we lost the value on Detroit. Like, you go back in time, you would love to have a 4-1 on Detroit to win the North. But this might be a division where we're going to see a lot of maneuvering week to week based on the most recent results.
And 3 teams are 2-1 now in that division. And Chicago's 1-2, and Chicago has a very winnable game against Vegas this weekend. So this will be a very fun division. Last year we said it was probably the best division in football, and then they all got cracked in the playoffs. We'll see. We'll see what happens. That's what you need. You need to win playoff games. I did want to read you this tweet that I saw at 10:04 p.m. last night. Are you ready? Are you sitting down? Yep. You are sitting down because I see you.
I am sitting.
This is from Jason Lacanfora at 10:04 p.m.
This could be anything.
Lamar Jackson is the best player on the planet, and it's not even close. No, what, he's not.
Is this the last night after the game?
This is or midway during, through the game, 10:04 p.m.
During the game.
Mm-hmm. I've never felt that once in my life.
What? That had to be after a miraculous play or something. That's
I don't know.
Moment. That's insane.
I don't know. I've never
not even
I've
close?
Never I've never trusted Lamar Jackson. I've also never seen him do anything in terms of second half performance to win a playoff game. That's a team that has never beaten Buffalo or Kansas City with this regime. And I'm sorry, what you do in the regular season doesn't matter to me. I need to see it in the postseason. And what I saw last night defensively puts even more pressure on a quarterback that's never met the pressure in the playoffs. It's a fascinating, fascinating team right now. And here's the question. I think we know who the best team in football is as of right now, Buffalo. Who's the second best team in the league? Beats me.
I don't know, man. So we were talking, and we'll get into it with the futures, but that bucket of four teams, that conversation about how there was just this big separation. No. Detroit got a lot closer. They are closing that gap right now, and we wake up, they are the fifth favorite for the Super Bowl. More on that coming up, but on the other side, college football. Our weekly Heisman watch. Any names with value that stand out heading into a big weekend of college football? That's next. Joe O, Sammy P. Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We're here weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern. In the first hour every day, we are live on Stadium. Watch Stadium via the ValleySportsLive.com and the Bally Sports Live app. Yes, we've got more movement this week in college football when it comes to the Heisman Watch atop the BetMGM odds. Still value on just about everybody. I guess you could make that argument. The favorite is John Mateer. That's no surprise of Oklahoma, 7-1. The big change, though, after the blowout performance of that vaunted Illini defense. Mendoza, 9-1 out of Indiana. Your third favorite in the 12-1 range. We've got Dante Moore and Carson Beck, all quarterbacks so far. 14-1, Gunnar Stockton. Marcel Reed is 15-1. Nussmeier, they don't really know. Like, we could sit here and say John Mateer's the favorite. Sam, it's not a low number. It's not like sub five. We're not at that point in the season because there are a handful of teams that haven't played any conference games yet. And Oklahoma's only played one, and it was Auburn.
Yet, fourth quarter, it's him with the rushing touchdown, making the play. Were the numbers gaudy? No. But that's a tough test against a very good Auburn team that a lot of people like this year. Auburn was in it the whole way. Then you had the safety. So anybody laying 6.5 covered, and anybody taking 6.5 did not.
And but you better believe you that made bad beats last night.
Oh, it should have. I had a friend in Last Man Standing. You know what Last Man Standing is? You pick a game against the spread every week until you get it wrong, and then you're out. I had a buddy go Auburn plus 6.5. He's out. He's gone. Season's
took a
over.
Bad number. Took a bad number.
Yes, but.
So what happens in a push? What do they do there?
Out. When this one, you're out. You have to win. Ties lose. Oh, like in Survivor. In Survivor, in most pools, if you pick a game that lands in a tie, you're out because you didn't win. And the counter to that is, well, I didn't lose. Well, you didn't win. It's really how you shape it. I'd like to thank BetMGM for playing its weekly and daily game of peekaboo. So I can't find the Heisman market again. It's very fun. Oh. I went to college football and hit...
I thought the weekly game of peekaboo was going to be which team will Costos pick to win the Super Bowl this week.
That's another game we could talk about.
Okay.
I'd love to talk about I'd love to discuss that as well. He has 16% of the league now to win the Super Bowl. It's fascinating. So yeah, I have to work around MGM because I can't see the Heisman market in Massachusetts.
Okay.
So I was taught if I type in dc.betmgm.com, that's the workaround. So I did it this morning, and I can't see the Heisman market. So peekaboo is very real on a Tuesday morning. So I went to Vegas Insider, and I have a grand snapshot of the market. Okay. And what I can see across every book is that Mateer is your consensus favorite. I mean, he's favored at – well, actually, I take that back. At one book, Mendoza's actually favored. One book, one outlier. But Mateer's the guy, and you have him at what, 22-1? Your first bet? 22, 24?
I bet him twice. Like yeah. Yeah. I'd look. I think it's 22. Somewhere in that range. I did not get the 30s that were available. But yes, then was it 10, 11, somewhere around there? Yeah. Then I'll check. I'll get back to you on that. But yes, did bet him twice, back to back weeks. Looking ahead, okay, if you take out Auburn. Now we've got a bye, then we've got Kent State, and then it all starts going. Figuring, okay, if Oklahoma's 5-0 and the hype is real, this number is going to be long gone. So the 7, I wouldn't say it's long gone, but he is the favorite, not when you want to bet him.
You have a huge game this week with big-time Heisman implications, and of course that's the Big Ten game in Happy Valley. Oregon goes on the road to take on Penn State, and you're going to see these guys shift. It all obviously depends on who wins, but Dante Moore at most places is your third favorite. MGM has him 12-1. Drew Aller, 30-1. BetMGM. I don't even like Drew Aller. I'm not an Aller guy. But if you're looking to make a move here, and Penn State actually shows something on offense, which it's a very polarizing topic. Some people think that they've just played dead. Others say, no, they stink. The truth is probably in the middle, as it often is. I don't think that Andy Kotelnicki, the offensive coordinator, was trying to empty the clip against those three bad teams they played. I mean, what do you need to do against Villanova and teams like that to win? You don't need to show anything. Some people think that they're broken. I don't know. We'll find out Saturday. Penn State, a 3.5 point favorite. But if Drew Aller throws three touchdown passes against Oregon and knocks off a top five team at home, what's the 30-1? We talked about this a couple weeks ago, and we were sort of hinting at how huge this game was for this market. Conversely, You have to paint both sides. If Dante Moore goes into Happy Valley and shreds Penn State, he might be the favorite on Sunday morning. So this is a huge game where you have two quarterbacks at elite programs facing off head-to-head. This is, you know, we can talk about Ohio State, Texas. That was a huge game. Number one against number three. But for the Heisman market, this is the biggest game so far between Moore and Aller.
Yeah, I keep staring at this number. This is a name that we bring up every single week, and he hasn't had a game where you've been blown away. I'm talking about Aller. And I'm just looking at that 30, like, man, this is a huge game. So here's what's holding me back, even though it probably shouldn't at the number of 30-1. What's holding me back on Aller is how Penn State is going to win. They're going to win via the run game. If they win and cover this weekend against Oregon, it's probably going to be the run game. Ducks struggle with their rush defense, and you would think going against Penn State, that's where they're going to have a lot of issues. So if they're winning with their run game, that's why they're championship contenders, is Aller going to get a lot of the credit. And right now, there are a lot of quarterbacks that are in the conversation right now. If they win, what does this number go to? What range is he in? Because he's behind a lot of guys right now.
It depends on what he does. I think, unfortunately, though, people are looking at what he's done and not what he can do. And this is how betting works. When everybody says he stinks and I can't bet it, that's generally the time to bet it. And again, I'm not even a big Drew Aller fan. I think Bo Prabula is better, the kid who transferred to Mizzou. I think he's better. Aller has four touchdown passes in three games. Nevada, Florida International, Villanova. But how's he going to do this against Oregon? Well, I don't know. I don't have that answer. But if he does, man, that 30 could go to 15. It could get cut right in half. The problem is I don't find myself betting it. I'm not going to do it. Like, I've thought about it, but these are conversations I've had with myself. Wow, yeah. You know, he was 15-1 before the season, 16-1. Now he's 30. This would fundamentally be the time to buy. Then you look at his quarterback rating, and it's 106 in the country. You're like, oh. Probably not the Heisman winner. So maybe a pass on Drew Aller. I do like Penn State in the game, but if Penn State wins, you mentioned the running game. How about their defense? That's how they're going to win the game, if they win. If they beat Oregon, it'll be a smothering on the defensive side of the ball. They've held teams to 17 points in three games. Granted, not the greatest competition in the world, but 11-0-6. That's a defensive football team that's going to run the ball and use the quarterback to manage the ball. He's probably not going to throw three touchdown passes. So I think I'm out on Aller. The other guy that I'm a little concerned about is Baron Morton. He's got a concussion, it sounds like. And they don't play this week, Texas Tech. But did you notice that they started to float his odds out? I see him 50-1 at MGM, 75-1, 100-1. This poor kid just can't stay healthy, man. It's happened to him his whole career. He's had so many injuries playing quarterback for Texas Tech. And that was a guy that I really, like, going into the Utah game, I'm like, man, this kid has a really good chance to step up here and enter the conversation for real. And he gets hurt again. So he went from 25-1 going into the Utah game to now 50-1. Arch Manning is 25. That number was cut in half. You know, if you play Sam Houston State every week, you might win the Heisman. No interest there. The biggest mover to me in terms of guys that weren't in the conversation that now are, Josh Hoover at TCU, 15-1. Another big game for him. I don't have any stock in Hoover. I wish I did. I don't.
I'm quickly looking at some of the recent quarterbacks that won this award. Any of them have a slow start like Aller? And I really can't see one. Like, they all have a game in the first few weeks where they have four or five touchdown games. So he would certainly be the outlier there. But I get the case at 30-1 because if they win, if they cover, if he's a big reason why, he actually puts up some numbers. Yeah, that might be cut in half. All right, a name I brought up in the past that, you know, statistically, he checks a lot of boxes, best in the country, but they haven't played anybody. Quarterback rating, number one. QBR, number one. And I'm talking about Maiva. USC has played, what, Missouri State, Georgia Southern, Purdue, most recently Michigan State. Illinois, Michigan, Notre Dame are next. Do you think he can win the award? Like, what does USC have to do? Where do they have to finish? Must they be in the playoff? Do they need to be in the Big Ten championship game? The numbers are probably going to be there for him. But what sort of team success do we need to see?
9 wins. I've always thought 9 is the benchmark, and that's very possible. Have you seen the line for USC-Illinois, by the way? Got out to 7 yesterday after our show. USC laying 7 on the road. So nobody wants a part of Illinois. USC is going to score. I don't know that they're going to win. I mean, they should as a 6.5-point favorite now. But that's probably a spot where he puts up numbers. Notre Dame's defense doesn't look to be anything special. And then you go to Oregon end of the season. That's a game where he could really cement himself in that conversation, you know, to be in New York, to be one of the 3 or 4 finalists. You've liked him all season. I'm surprised you don't have any stock yet in Maiva.
Yeah, I've just been another guy I've been torn, like Aller and him. Like, I'm deciding between those two. If I'm going to jump in on another guy, which one am I going to go with? Okay, so he has another statistically strong game. They should win, like you mentioned. Is it going to drop a lot if he puts up points on Illinois? I mean, he's supposed to, right? After what we just saw.
Probably not much. I mean, 20 to 15, perhaps. Haynes King, 25-1. There's a lot of guys in that 20 to 30 range that make you bite your lip a little bit. I could get there. I'm really upset with Hoover, man. Somebody told me to bet Hoover last week, and I thought, I don't like him. And then all Hoover did last week was throw for 379 yards and 5 touchdowns against SMU. And he's now right near the top.
We keep talking about Big Ten quarterbacks here. Mendoza's a big mover. I'm bringing up Maiva. Aller. You got Dante Moore. He could be the favorite after this week. I wasn't expecting that conversation. But, yeah, a lot of Big Ten quarterbacks are here right now, or at least interested.
I have a list. I wanted to bring this up today. This is from On3 Sports. On3's had a very polarizing season so far, depending on who you ask. And they've been very bad with some injury stuff that I've followed very closely. Oh, this guy's going to play. And then he doesn't play. Okay, good luck. Here's a list of the top 10 college quarterbacks from On3 Sports in the summer. Number 1, DJ Lagway. Okay. Hold on. Not done. Number 2, Lenora Sellers. Number 3, yeah. Arch Manning.
Okay.
Number 4, John Mateer. All right, you got one. All right.
Whew. Got one.
Whew, man, got one. I was getting sweaty there.
Oh, there's a name I'm waiting on now.
Number 5, Cade Klubnik.
There it is.
Nope. Not a great list, pal.
100-1 for Cade Klubnik. At least at BetMGM. I didn't look around because there's no reason to. You're not looking for a price there. That's a bad list. Does it say the person or it just say it's like staff? I hate it when websites do that. Staff.
Ari Wasserman is the list creator. I didn't even realize he's got Nico Iamalieva number 10.
Stop. All right, go through 6 through 10 real quick.
Sam Levitt.
Bad.
Nussmeier, Haynes King, Drew Aller. Then Nico.
We don't know. Then Nico.
No Mendoza, no Dante Moore, no Carson Beck, no Gunnar Stockton, no Josh Hoover, no Marcel Reed on this list.
Marcel Reed, yeah.
Whoops.
A lot of misses there. A lot of misses on that one. That's tough. That's the preseason content. Before you know, like, if I were to tell you, okay, this is going to be Clemson, Clemson is going to be 100-1. Oh, is he hurt? No. Bad. That's it. Yeah, just bad. Not hurt at all. Joe O, Sammy P. We'll take a look at some NFL futures updated numbers coming your way. BetSweats, the BetMGM network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Top of the hour, we'll get back to some college football with our buddy Michael Felder. You never know what the hell's going to happen with Felder. Like, last time we had him on the show, he was in a mood. It was good. So I'm hoping that he's in a mood. He's always in some kind of a mood. Sometimes good, sometimes, well, it's always good, one way or another. Sometimes a little edgy, which we do like here on Bet Sweats. Welcome on in. Thank you for hanging out with us on this Tuesday morning. BetMGM account holders will receive an Any Sport Parlay Boost token. Score a bigger payout if your wager with the Parlay Boost token hits. Tokens can be used on parlays and SGPs. We're going to talk some NFL futures, and we'll do some awards later on. But I did want to throw this out there, Sam, because a lot of times we start talking about those awards, and there's so many to go over, we quickly run out of time. I did an awards bet, whatever you want to call it, a future Sunday before the games. I was talking about it on game day. So if you were listening, you heard me talk about it. And then I'm like, you know what? Not the best matchup, but let me do this now because I think he's going to have a solid day usage wise. And we talked about it with Gurch last week. And I just figured, okay, this number's going to go. There was a 30 still out there on Judkins for Offensive Rookie of the Year. And the chatter was, okay, he's going to be the lead back. And he was. And he had a really nice touchdown run, 90-some rushing yards. And their upset went over the Packers. I believe he had 18 carries in that game. The 30s are gone. I see a 20 out there, but MGM is posting a 15-1. So that's... We hinted at it last week. We talked about it with Gurch in the waiver wire that Judkins is going to be the guy moving forward. And then the more intel that we were getting Sunday morning, I'm like, oh, this is real. Like he's going to be the RB1. And it did not take long. He gets in week number two, has some good usage, limited work. Week three, he's the dude. And I look at this award as being wide open, thinking maybe it's going to go to a running back this year. So that's why I jumped on Judkins.
You know who else really came up the board? Is Scadaboo.
Yes, sir.
Scadaboo is now 12-1. I remember seeing him in the summer at 80-1, maybe even higher, depending on where you looked. And he's definitely elevated up the list. But that was a great call on Judkins. And as somebody who needed the Browns to hang tight in that game over the weekend, every time they touched him the ball, something happened. And then they stopped handing him the ball. That's the other problem. You have good players and bad offenses. And I don't know why some of these coaches don't trust young players. The perfect example, and I think you know where I'm going here. Why is Mike Vrabel not using Travion Henderson? I don't understand. Like, it makes no sense. He's clearly, I see the look on your face. You're not pleased. He's clearly the best running back, but he keeps trotting out Ramondre Stevenson, who looks like he ate pancakes with his bare hands before he touches the ball. And then Gibson is just, he's a vet who's been on so many teams now. You've got this kid. I believe I saw the stat on Sunday that he never fumbled at Ohio State. Not one time. And they're not using him. Judkins didn't really get as many touches as I think he should have gotten. And then the other obvious one is Jackson Dart. And now I did see a report last night that they're going to go to Dart ASAP. Yep. But some of these coaches just don't trust these young players, and it's obvious that these young players can help.
Don't think that's the situation with Daboll. Yeah, as long as you mentioned Dart, geez, BetMGM went down to 12 based on speculation. Okay. Look, 35-1 last week. He hasn't started a game yet. There's been no announcement, as far as I know. And
just rumors.
From 35-20. Yeah. And
rumors.
Common sense, really. You watch that game, like, they're going to him. They're going to him soon. Daboll's going to find a way, and we'll see. I think it's an interesting move. I kind of wish I would have grabbed more at 35. One bad Russ game, took one. He had a 450-yard game and then one bad one, and it looks like he's on the way out. Let me ask you this. Do you think the Ravens should be the second favorite to win the Super Bowl?
Absolutely not.
Philly? Should be Buffalo, nope. Philly?
I don't like Philly to make a run this
year. Green Bay?
I don't think that they have the explosivity to win multiple playoff games in a row. And understand that Joe and I were very high on Philly last year. Very, very high. Their defense was a lot better last year. They had a lot more depth. And Saquon was fresh? Question mark. Saquon Barkley this year, I saw Pete Prisco tweeting about this over the weekend. Saquon Barkley is averaging 3.3 yards per carry this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very small sample size, of course, because they've only played a handful of games. These guys that touch the ball 400 times or more, though, they can't possibly replicate that in a league where they're getting hit on every single play. I mean, running backs, there's a reason the average shelf life of a running back is 3 years. The average running back, not the elite guys, not the McCaffreys, not the Barkleys, because Barkley's been in the league a long time. But these guys that come out of nowhere, like Zeke Elliott's a perfect example. Zeke had a couple really good years, and then Zeke was cooked, and Zeke is now out of the league. It's very difficult to have high volume, high touch, and do it for a long time. And I'm not saying Barkley's done. But 3.3 yards per carry, that's not the Saquon Barkley we saw last year. So, you know, the idea of this segment was, who are we selling? I guess by default, I'm selling. I have no interest in buying the Philadelphia Eagles. I have none. And they've done nothing wrong. That's the crazy part. Like, they've done their jobs. They've won all these games. But I have no interest. So if I'm not buying, I guess I'm selling.
Not interested at this price. If they were to lose and we get a little bit of a better price, but I don't think it's going to be that good, maybe it'd be interesting. Let's talk about the NFC. After Detroit's win last night through three games, it is Philadelphia as a favorite, but we can call them co-favorites with Green Bay. I see a plus 380 is the best price you can see on Philly. You can get on Philly. Green Bay's plus 390. Detroit drops to 6-1. Okay, so Detroit is the third favorite. Fourth favorite, now Bosa's done. San Francisco, 10-1. Rams, 10-1. Listen to how jammed this is. Niners 10, Rams 10, Bucks 11, Commanders 12. After those top three teams, after the order of Philly / Green Bay, Detroit, they don't know what to do with the rest of them. And then you'll find value on Minnesota 20-1 for the NFC. I've been intrigued with this conference, thinking it was pretty wide open, that we don't know a lot since the summer. And I still kind of lean that way. Here's where I'm at this morning, and I want to throw it at you.
Colin, can I write this team down first before you say it? Because I really have a team. I dropped my notepad. I have a team that's down the board that I'm thinking, like, I never thought this in the summer, but I'm thinking it now. And it's not in the 10-1 range. It's not. So you go first, and let's see if we're on the same page.
What if we were all wrong about Seattle? Oh, boy.
I knew
30 it. 30-1 for the NFC.
I knew it.
Yeah. What if we were all wrong?
I got the goosebumps right now.
This isn't even a Bosa thing. Like, but now that helps. They're 7-1 for the division. Even impressive. That's a hell of a defense. And maybe it's just going to take McDonald a year to figure things out, get a real offensive coordinator. Man, they look good. I don't want to overreact. I don't want to overreact to one game, especially when it's against New Orleans. But they look super impressive, and that division is open now.
They are fifth in points on offense and second in points allowed. Now, obviously, you only play who's in front of you. But, look, there were a lot of people that were impressed with what McDonald did last year. Not a lot of rookie coaches come in and win 10 games. And you saw the defense get substantially better. And this is a guy who comes from that Harbaugh tree. A lot of respected people really liked the hire. I was sort of indifferent on it. I wasn't sure because I didn't know much about him. And he took that defense last year from 25th in the league to 11th in the league. And now they're a top 10 defense, and it's not even close. I'd like to see them do it against better teams, of course. But just from a sense of betting a price. Mm-hmm. And I think it's funny because we were going to talk about selling teams that are 3-0. And we can do that. You know, Bills, Chargers, Eagles, Colts, Niners, Bucks. But I don't necessarily want to sell those teams. I want to buy a team at a price. So when we look at this NFC market and we get down to Seattle, and Seattle's 30-1, same price as Arizona, like longer price than Minnesota. Here's a question. Would you rather bet the Commanders at 10 or the Seahawks at 30?
It's easy, 30. And
I don't even think it's a conversation.
With this conversation, we're kind of saying sell the Niners then, right?
Well, I mean,
if you're buying Seattle.
Yes, but it's not.
But that's obvious. Yeah, that's obvious. Everybody's hurt. All their good players are hurt.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm only thinking about it because nobody's healthy. Mm-hmm. And you know me, before the season, I have Buffalo and San Francisco. Like, I have Buffalo to win the Super Bowl and the Niners to win the NFC. I've got so much Niners stock at 10-1, it makes me uncomfortable. And they keep winning despite having nobody out there. So I feel bad. I feel bad for that organization because they have been through it for years. And now, I mean, who's healthy on offense outside of McCaffrey? And now Bosa is done. And it's just, it's tough because I like that team a lot when fully healthy, not healthy.
Top three, total DVOA. Don't have it updated after last night yet, so not sure that Detroit's there. Number one, Seattle. Number two, Indianapolis. Number three, Washington jumps up into the conversation. Interesting. Something worth revisiting on the Seattle Seahawks. Yo, Sammy P, Michael Felder on the other side. This is Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.